Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Len Friedland. Hi, Doctor. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Great. And we have Lisa. She's hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you.
From Families Fighting the Flu, and Dr. Friedland is the Vice President and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, the vaccines at GSK. And a great company, a great socially minded company as well, I will say. And we're going to talk about vaccinations rates for the flu, historically low. This is not good news. Low rates in further decline, the further decline. Okay. And the flu is not good news, but it's good news to protect yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about. There's been a survey. I believe here we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to hear about the. But before we do the survey, what is the flu, Doctor, if you don't mind sharing?
Sure. I'll speak to you about flu, and then we'll speak about adult vaccination in general. So influenza is a disease caused by the virus called influenza, and it comes every year. We don't develop lifelong immunity when we get sick from the flu, so we're at risk every year, and the virus is constantly changing. So the way we protect against flu is with influenza vaccination every year with different strains of the influenza. But the important thing about influenza is that this is not just an average cold virus. Influenza can just stop you in your tracks, headache, muscle aches, fever, chills, vomiting, diarrhea, cough. Lots of things can happen, and it just stops you in your tracks. People can't go to work. They can't go to school. They can't care for their kids. They can't care for their elderly parents. It can be devastating. Millions of office visits every year from influenza in the United States, hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, and tens of thousands of deaths. And it impacts all ages, from the very young to the very old. And the older people in our society, and we're talking people 50 years of age and older, and then as we get into the 60s and 70s, tend to get more severe cases of influenza, and it can be very devastating. But I also want to point out that influenza is not the only disease that strikes adults that's vaccine preventable. We have shingles every year. 1 million cases of shingles every year in the United States, almost exclusively in people 50 years of age and older, especially as we get older. One in three people above the age of 50 will develop a case of shingles in the course of their lifetime. And shingles can be an absolutely debilitating disease that can just stop people, impact their lives, and can have chronic pain that can last for months, sometimes into years. We also have whooping cough or pertussis in adults that is highly contagious and can be a really significant problem where people can cough for many, many months and again can interfere with their sleep and their work and their activities of daily living because they're constantly coughing and it's highly contagious. And we also have other types of pneumonia called streptococcus pneumonia, which can result in hospitalizations and also deaths. And so we have a number of diseases that impact us as we get older. And the reason, a major reason, for this is as we get older, as we age, our immune systems decline. We call it age-related declines in immunity, or otherwise known as immunosenescence. And it makes us at increased risk for infectious diseases as we get older. And actually, we know all about this because we see with the COVID-19 pandemic how it disproportionately impacts older adults. And so because of this, we are really interested in preventing what we can through vaccination. And the Centers for Disease Control recommends a number of vaccines for older adults against shingles, against pertussis, against influenza, and against streptococcus pneumonia as examples. And so it's really important that we keep ourselves protected through vaccination.
Okay. Lisa, before I ask you how you're involved, I'm just going to ask, flu is probably the most major of those diseases or a breakdown of your immune system. Is that so, doctor?
You know, from sheer number of cases, influenza strikes more people every year in the United States. But I will say that every family that is impacted by any of these diseases, for them, it's the most important. And because there's a family behind every one of people who die from a vaccine-preventable disease. So they're all important. And that's why we have recommendations for a number of different diseases. And that's why it's so important that people know about this. In our survey of adults 50 to 79 years of age, we learned that many adults are just unfamiliar with the vaccines that are recommended for adults. About 75% of adults see the importance of vaccination. They understand the value, but less than half are going to take action and do something about it. And that's because about 75% of adults in our research said that they need more information. They just don't know the vaccines that are recommended. And that's why we've created a campaign called Brought to You by Vaccines, where we're out there on social media, on television, speaking about adult vaccines and vaccine-preventable diseases for adults. And we have a website, broughtbyvaccines.com, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-B-Y-V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S, broughtbyvaccines.com, where you can go and get more information. And the last thing I want to mention, perhaps before we move over to Lisa and hear her important story, is that many adults right now will say, well, but is it safe? Is it safe for me to get vaccinated? Do I really want to go to the doctor's office or go to the pharmacy? Isn't that risky? And the answer is no. Doctors' offices have created safe ways and pharmacies have created safe ways and safe methods so that you can be safely vaccinated without increasing your risk of exposure to other people. So go to broughtbyvaccines.com, learn about all the things we've been speaking about, shingles, pertussis, pneumonia, and influenza, and then go speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist, and take action and get vaccinated.
Sorry, Lisa, just one more, let's call it technical. Not that you won't have technical information also. Actually, you have to, it's impacted your family. Is there any order that you should do that? Because I think the shingles, you need two shots or two, it might be in the flu. And I just asked my doctor about my flu. I do take the annual flu vaccination. And he told me to wait a little bit till a little more into September before I take it. What's your thought on that one?
Yeah, that's really important. Yeah, so while influenza vaccines are now available, we're not seeing an uptick yet in influenza cases yet in the United States, but we know it's coming. And so speak to your doctor and then find out the right time that your doctor or pharmacist recommends you be vaccinated. The same thing with the pneumonia vaccine, the same thing with the pertussis vaccine or the whooping cough, and for shingles vaccines. These vaccines can be given together and they can also be given at different times. But the important thing is that we don't want to miss the opportunity. So if you're only going to get to the pharmacy once in the next couple of months, then take advantage now and get your vaccines. If you're only going to get to the doctor's office once, then take advantage and get vaccinated. Or find the opportunity to come back and get yourself caught up to date. Make sure you're not missing anything. And some of the vaccines, for example, you mentioned shingles. Shingles vaccine is a two-dose vaccine. So once you get your first dose, you need to schedule the second dose 2 to 6 months later. But the important thing is to speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist, and come up with a plan so you can be fully protected.
And you got to do that 2 to 6 months. I screwed that one up. I was longer than that. I didn't realize it. And then I realized it too late. And they said, no, you should do it again, the first one again. All right, Lisa, tell us about families fighting flu, if you could, please.
Yes. Let me tell you my story a little bit first. My husband, Paul, was 57 years old, and he was very healthy. He didn't get sick, not a flu, not a cold, nothing. And so because of that, he didn't believe in getting an annual flu vaccine, even though I would. In the early spring of 2016, he got sick. He had a bit of a cough and his back hurt. That happened. He started feeling bad on a Monday. By Thursday, he went to the doctor and he was diagnosed with influenza. By Tuesday, his cough was horrible and he woke me up and said, we need to go to the emergency room. He was admitted to the hospital. Later that day, he was placed in the intensive care unit, and he was placed on a ventilator and airlifted to another hospital 90 miles away. He spent 31 days in that intensive care unit, and during that course of time, he was on the ventilator. He was heavily sedated, His kidney shut down. He ended up being on dialysis. He developed sepsis, 105 degree temperature. And on April 7th, 2016, 4 days before our 29th wedding anniversary, my husband passed away. My son was able to be there. But my daughter couldn't. And we had to call her so she could say goodbye to her dad over the phone. And this was all because of flu. And it could have been prevented. So I've joined Families Fighting Flu, which is an organization to get the awareness out there that flu can kill. And so this year we have developed a promise to get your annual flu vaccine. Talk to your doctor. Sign up with Families Fighting Flu. We'll send you a reminder to get your flu vaccine. And it's important. Paul promised too late. He promised when he was in the doctor's office the day he was diagnosed with flu. He said that he was going to get his annual flu vaccine every year. He made his promise too late. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Now, thank you so much for opening up and sharing a very serious part of your life with everybody. For the benefit of everybody to pay attention to what we're talking about here. We're going to also put this and involve this with our International Day of Peace, because there is no peace when, as you have felt, when there's illness in a family. The world has a peace day for peace, September 21st. Let's see what we can do there. I'm looking at the website, Doctor. Every day, a moment that matters most. Vaccine preventable disease. I guess these sparklers mean wake up and get to focus in. I mean, we have a whole world right now that's focused on that word vaccination, right? On this pandemic scenario. So I think that word and a lot of discussion on what happens when the flu hits and the COVID hits. What's the thought in that regard?
Yeah, so we know that influenza is going to come, and there's every reason to suspect that COVID is still going to be here into the fall. And so what we don't know what this is going to do other than we can try to predict how to not make it worse. And so we know that every year influenza results in millions of office visits, hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations, and tens of thousands of deaths. And vaccination rates for influenza hover about 50% for our U.S. population, and we need to get that higher. We need more people to be vaccinated against influenza, people of all ages, including, of course, adults, so that we have less influenza that's serious. We want to have fewer office visits, fewer hospitalizations, fewer ER visits, and fewer people in an ICU taking up a hospital bed and potentially even a ventilator. And so we can try to lessen the severity of influenza this season. The Centers for Disease Control has increased the number of people they want to be vaccinated against influenza this year. They'd like to have 200 million people in the United States vaccinated against influenza. There'll be enough vaccine for that number because the vaccine manufacturers have made more influenza vaccine because we're hoping that we can reach the government's goal to get 200 million people vaccinated. And so that requires action. People need to go and speak to their doctor and speak to their pharmacist, and let's try to take influenza a little more off the table this year so that we can not overwhelm our healthcare systems with what could be COVID all throughout our country this season. So thank you for asking those questions and for this information. And again, broughtbyvaccines.com is a website to find out more information. And then go speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist, come up with a plan on how to get caught up to date on all of the vaccines that are recommended for adults over the age of 50.
And with the hope also that our government leaders that are running cities and states and countries and so on and so forth worldwide, because flu isn't just an American concern, speak about it. They should be saying it in the same breath as we're looking for a vaccine for COVID, but don't forget to get your flu vaccine and these other ones that you're speaking about. Hey, thank you very much. And Lisa, thank you very much. And I share my thoughts with you and your family.
Thank you.
Doctor, thank you very much for both of you to share with us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.